I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Nothing is more logical in this life than death. But that doesn't mean that the news today is any easier to take.
James T. Kirk.
Excuse me? How did you find me?
How did you know my name?
I have been and always shall be your friend.
I don't know you.
I am Spock.
Spock, of course, was Leonard Nimoy. He played the role one last time in the 2013 film Star Trek Into Darkness. Nimoy died today at the age of 83. Star Trek was a global phenomenon. Lifelong Spock fan Dr. Matthew Pickover joins me now. He works in a health clinic in Suffolk in the UK. Matthew, do you remember when you first saw Star Trek?
I think I recall the reruns, the repeats of the original series when I was a child. And I think ever since then I've been captivated by the Star Trek premise and their hope for the future of our society.
And what did you think of Nimoy, as Spock in particular?
I think the Nimoy and Spock embodied a kind of logic with an element of humanity, given that he was sort of half-human, I think many of us who follow some kind of caring but scientific discipline have, to some extent, channeled or could empathize with.
Right. I mean, that's what, going through college, I mean, a lot of people who watch Star Trek, I know, self-described as nerds. And many scientists, doctors, engineers say they were inspired by Nimoy's role as the logical Vulcan. So you would say that describes you, too?
I think so. I mean, my job is to be all things to all people, to be both companion and friend, and as well as a clinician. And we have to have both the ability to be logical and removed from truly traumatic situations, but also be able to have that element of humanity, which is what Spock's character embodied, I think, that combination of the human and the analytical.
You know, it wasn't long ago that I spoke with George Takei here on The World, and it was really impressive to hear how firmly he believed in the mission of the show, that it was this kind of model UN in space, the characters of different races working together. And I guess if it was the UN, Nimoy was kind of the intellectual secretary general. He was many other things in his life as well, a writer and a gifted photographer. Do you think, though, that Nimoy's lasting legacy will be the legacy of Star Trek?
Well, I think the thing that inspires me about Star Trek in general is that hope that the future, we put aside the differences we have. I was speaking to a patient today, and we were talking about what value does prejudice have, what value does hatred, because there's only 0.2% of our DNA differs me and you. So we're actually more related to each other than we think. And it's only those cultural differences that we amplify and use as an excuse for hatred that we kind of rely on to differ ourselves from each other. And I think really, if we concentrate on the similarities we have and put aside our more base instincts, that of greed and hatred and war, then actually the world would be a better place.
Lifelong Spock fan Dr. Matthew Pickover speaking with me from Suffolk in the UK. Thank you very much.